Here's an update on the investigation into Tuesday's airplane crash in Toronto. The Air France jet appears to have landed farther down the runway than normal. Flight 358 landed during a severe thunderstorm, then slammed into a ravine and burst into flames. Remarkably, all 309 people on board survived. Richard Reynolds has the latest from Toronto.
Chief Investigator Réal Levasseur is slowly eliminating things that might have gone wrong Tuesday as Air France Flight 358 landed in Toronto. While some eyewitnesses said they saw the plane hit by lightning as it touched down, Levasseur said that his team had found no indications of that in their examination of the badly burned aircraft. Yesterday, the investigator, with Canada's Transportation Safety Board, said there may have been problems with one of the engine's reverse thrusters. These slats redirect engine thrust forward to stop the plane. But this morning he said that was no longer an issue.
I'm happy to report that the engine number 3 that we were concerned with about the thrust reversers, we have confirmed that all thrust reversers of all 4 engines were in operation and were working fine, so that's a good sign.
Levasseur said his team was perplexed by the fact the plane was going almost 100 miles an hour when it went off the end of the runway and slammed into the ravine. One of the contributing factors may well have been where the plane actually touched down. It seems it may have landed long. The Toronto Globe and Mail reported that ground radar indicated it landed almost halfway down the 9,500-foot runway.
The information that I have is that the aircraft landed longer than normally or longer than usual for this type of aircraft. How long exactly or how far more than usual is what we're trying to determine right now.
As the plane was landing, the airport was being hit by a severe thunderstorm and torrential rain. Levasseur said that aquaplaning or hydroplaning may be an issue. That's when water on the runway actually makes the aircraft tires lose contact with the tarmac and the brakes become useless. Air France didn't return phone calls today. One Toronto lawyer announced yesterday that he would be filing a lawsuit against the airline on behalf of a family of 5 claiming extreme trauma. And other groups are already beginning to target the airport, its design and safety features. The Airline Pilots Association, which represents Canadian and American commercial pilots, says that runway 24L does not meet their guidelines or the guidelines of the International Civil Aviation Organization, which recommends that all runways have a safety zone of at least 250 yards at each end. Captain Terry McVenus is the safety chief for the ALPA.
Runways should have a defined runway safety area that's completely free of obstacles, and it's supposed to extend 240 meters past the end of the actual runway. And it's done that way, and it's recommended that way to make sure that there's a margin of safety on that runway.
Levasseur also said that runway 24L does not have the latest radio beacons and safety technology. Investigators have interviewed the co-pilot who actually landed the plane, but so far have said nothing about what he had to say. Investigators Wednesday said they had retrieved the jet's black boxes and hoped to learn more about what happened in the flight's last minutes. The cockpit data recorders have been sent to Paris to be decoded. It could be 10 days before they are returned to Canadian investigators. In the meantime, the airport has returned to normal operation. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Toronto.